morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. There was a young Chinese whose given name was Lo. He was greatly excited when, after being given a New Testament, he read Matthew 28:20, these words, "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." So happy was he to find his name there, as he thought, that he just went out and won others to the Savior. But remember, this verse was not only for Lo, but it was for everyone who's really trusted the Lord Jesus as Savior. And so if your name is Juan, Maria, Gloria, or some other name, you can claim this promise. And there are hundreds of promises in the Bible that need to be claimed. Like blank checks that the Lord Jesus has signed, we need only to write in the amount of the blessing. There's salvation for you to claim, and many other blessings in the Bible. You just have to claim them. Going to open that wonderful book and read about Blessed Calvary. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 15. It was the third hour when they crucified him. A proclamation of his offense was written over him, the King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, one on the right and the other on the left, so fulfilling the words of Scripture. And he was counted among the wrongdoers. The passers-by blasphemed against him, shaking their heads. "Come now," they said, "thou who wouldst destroy the temple and build it up in 3 days, come down from that cross and rescue thyself." In the same way, the chief priests and scribes said mockingly to one another, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross, here and now, so that we can see it and believe in him." The men who were crucified with him uttered taunts against him. They said, "He saved others, he cannot save himself." This is true in one way and not true in another. Certainly he could have come down from the cross. He could have called a million angels, but he didn't. No, in order to save you and me, he had to stay there on the cross. It was his choice, because he loved us. And so now we can believe in him. There's a great choice. You know, he was between two thieves. One believed, and one rejected him. It's the same today. Some believe and some don't. Where do you stand?